One of the themes the President and Vice President of the Methodist Church selected for their year of office a few years ago was telling our stories, and I had the pleasure of leading a couple of sessions at an event in Dunstable where we were exploring how to tell our stories. The majority of us can speak with passion about our children, the football or rugby team we support, our work, and any number of other things. It is, however, true that many of us find it very difficult to share our stories of our relationship with Jesus with those where we live, work, or play. I'm sure that the main reasons for this is that we're not sure what to say, or are nervous about how it will be received. In our passage today, Jesus gives us a simple example of how to go about this, when he says to the man he has healed, "Return to your home and declare how much God has done for you." Nothing complicated, just go and tell others about what God had done for him. This Lent we have the opportunity to think about what God has done for each one of us, how we have met him and he has changed us, times we have seen him at work in our own lives, and what that has meant to us, what differences those experiences of God have made in our lives. We are tasked by Jesus to be like the man who was healed and just tell it like it is. We also pray for God to give us opportunities to speak of those things. We are not responsible for the outcome of our efforts to share Jesus, but we are responsible for our faithfulness in having conversation with others and trusting God to use them as only He is able.